This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on Fridays, and it's the Gary Richard Arnold Hour, and he is here as a geopolitician for four decades plus. He obviously has an analysis of the deep state, and the deep state's pretty damned evil, but we have some serious deficiencies on even our side. As they say, we have the uber left, but we also have the GOP. The GOP are not been backing Trump. Look at McConnell. But I want to deal with some issues now that are dealing with the Kim Jong-un. We're trying to negotiate with President Trump. We've had four letters back and forth, mainly from his staff. He hasn't dealt with us directly, and he does have intelligence deficiencies. Firstly, he's made the repeated statements that makes him best assume that he thinks that Kim could not hit us with a nuclear weapon for some time in the future, when in fact he can do it for 3 years. Secondly, there's some other things that are going on in China and in North Korea. You have to understand that we now know from the research from John W. Spring and others that the nuclear-powered rocket engines for these missiles and their targeting technology came from Russia in the mid-90s. They came from the facility outside Moscow. We know that the microchips and financing and the ship-to-ship transfer of coal and other resources to allow Kim to continue to have the money to develop his nuclear program. They've had a setback. They did a bunch of nuclear tests under what's called Mantap Mountain, and it actually, because of these underground nuclear tests that were very deep, the mountain itself has collapsed on their underground nuclear testing facilities. It also, by the way, increases the risk of radiation spreading across to China. What's going on is North Korea is financially tapped out. By October, they'll run out of money to give Rolex watches and cars to the generals. That's why he's willing to negotiate, but his negotiation status is to not only denuclearize North and South Korea, but have America withdraw. We have to look at the leader of South Korea as an extreme leftist who wants any kind of agreement with the North because he's almost like a pseudo-communist himself. And we have to understand that their plan, the plan is China and North Korea, want us to withdraw also not only nuclear forces from South Korea, but also from Japan. This is insanity. And it looks, from what I can see, Trump wants to have any kind of agreement so he can pound his chest and say how great things are for the world, when in fact there's no verification on the ground. That's why I get a kick out of Macron trying to say just keep the same agreement. It's not okay. You have to have on-the-ground assessment with Delta Force there watching and protecting their staff to actually check out Iran and North Korea. And you have to also squeeze financially the forces inside Russia and China that are financing this proxy maniac, Xi, who's now acting like a real so-called negotiator because he's not stupid. But you have to understand, we are not applying enough pressure financially to actually get things a real deal that'll actually make sure it denuclearizes, because one nuclear weapon at 300 miles above the central United States will not only set us back, it'll end the electrical age for America. And 90% of the population will be dead from starvation, violence, and cannibalism in the air. And people don't get it. Trump is literally has bad advisors around him, and he's not paying attention to these issues. He literally is saying positive things about people he shouldn't. He needs to be more honest about Mr. Putin, who basically disabled his rival before the elections. And Xi is now a kind of a dictator for life. And Kim Jong-un, who his father and grandfather never kept any agreements that were previously made with Bill Clinton and otherwise. We can verify this, and we can actually have the financial clout on top of it. But what I see happening is Trump is acting like a real novice in this situation, and he doesn't understand these issues, does he? What do you think?
Well, again, there's so many pieces to the puzzle, and powerful people, and the containment of information, how information is compartmentalized. What I suggest is we step to even one higher plane, and we look back at the Reagan era, in which the Soviet Union was about to destroy us from Cuba and their submarines and everywhere else.
Well, those submarines, by the way, I'm the whistleblower for the Russian missiles in the Orinoco River right now. And I have both natural, classified, and supernatural sources of information on that, that both Russians and the Chinese had divisions in Venezuela, whose economy is collapsing to the point where they're literally, the entire population is taking off to Colombia and other nations in South America, while at the same time, they set up a cryptocurrency for Venezuela, and they got direct alliances with Russia and China to attack us from the south. Just a month ago, Mr. Putin made the threat he could attack us from the south using a South Pole attack missile system. So, people need to start taking the whole of what they say, not whether they're slapping him on the back, or like Trump and Macron, he's flicking off his dandruff and trying to praise him. Trump is too much of a media person and a media personality like The Apprentice to actually get down to brass tacks to say, look, you got bad advisors, Trump. You haven't put it to McConnell to make sure he has to stay at work now 3 days a week, but get all of his people approved. And he needs to fire those that won't give him good advice. He needs to open it up so people like me and you and people like John W. Spring can actually dialogue with Trump or to ask him and his staff real tough questions. Let's just get stamped letters back and forth, which is all we're getting now, because we have intel that if he doesn't listen to it, he's going to screw this up, isn't he?
Well, what I want to go back to is the Reagan and the Soviet Union, where we reached almost a flashpoint, and what we found out that Reagan was really deep state. He was, you know, he was a participant in this, and what it did, you know, the threat created NATO and the European Union, and
right.
Settled down, and the order and the Illuminati, they work both sides, and they seem to be in, you know, contradictive modes, but that's the very purpose, is for them to be inconsistent. And the left and right are, you know, they're artificial devices that are used by them. God, I was listening
to you. In other words, you're talking about two sides of the same snake. The left side of the snake and the right side,
In the two sides in order to develop, you know, their regionalization and all of that.
Right.
One of the things Anthony Sutton thought was that, you know, these frat boys from Skull and Bones might have their clock, you know, cleaned real good sometime, although they seem to be in charge of everything from, you know, the Schwarzman scholarships inside communist China. They've moved many of their assets and their electronics and their manufacturing there. You know, you can go on and on with the Skull and Bones, you know, as ambassadors and the uncle of Bush being part of the Chinese-American Chamber of Commerce. And it just goes on. But I do think we're reaching a new stage where they've got control of almost everything, and that the Georgia Guidestones protocols may come into play right now. And they might at this time want to eliminate the United States in any history of independence or self-government or any history that the ages back.
I'll tell you how they'll do it. They're going to do it through social media, through electronic e-currencies, and through the Matrix. The latest move is by Bill Gates and others to set up a virtual watching of Earth using this multi-billion dollar project of satellites. And the idea is to feed this information to the Virtual World Project Central Node, which is at Schriever Air Force Base, Vulcan, Colorado. What people need to understand, once you have the Matrix and e-currency, once you literally put everybody's home and everything under total surveillance, not just through social media, which is another aspect of DARPA, you can literally capture everybody literally in an E-net and an I-net, literally attacking into their consciousness. And that's where they're all going. They're actually going to the point where they don't want to just get your photos and what you like to buy and be able to pop up ads. They want to hack into your actual...
With their social credits. Every person has a social credit.
And and by the way, all the so-called companies of the Silicon Valley are just arms of the no such agency, the NSA, and the global, what's called Project Omega, which was conceived in the 1930s by the Galitzulenschaft Society, the Theosophical Society that were channeling from transdimensional entities to create the Matrix. The Matrix was completed in its earlier phases by George Bush Sr. in 1982. That's when the nascent form of what's called the Virtual World Project was launched, and the what's called the global, if you want to call it, collaboration of all intel agencies on the planet and financial agencies were melded. 1982, believe it or not, it's a long time ago with George Bush Sr. George H.W. Bad guy. Attention all shoppers, let's go over some of these details of what's going on. I just want to throw out a couple of other things here. People didn't understand that what's going on in terms of what's happening in Syria, for example. If the increased inspections, so they have underground inspections in Iran, this will actually stop the idea that Israel can attack the Bashar reactor. I'm very concerned that if Trump tears up the Iran deal, it's going to be a green light to Israel to attack Bashar. Number two, right now we have the financial collapse of North Korea, and China's very worried. They don't want a trade war because they want this giant trade deficit with America, $850 billion. And already their economy is showing signs of collapsing internally. They were having major problems. They also fudged their own factors in terms of how much their economy is growing. And at least half the loans are shark loans. So what people don't understand, China is a paper tiger. And it's financing it based on globalism and stealing intellectual property and then manufacturing off-hours and the products that they make and stealing those patents. Now, this machine that we've built in China actually is getting more and more aggressive. They're controlling traffic in the South China Sea. And I want trade to improve, but we have a dictator. China is a very aggressive, dictatorial country. They're using our social media to actually suppress the people. That needs to stop. And yes, I agree with some of the things that Harley Schlanger said in the last hour, but you have to understand trade stops war, but it has to be the right kind of trade. And also we have to make sure we don't let our technology and our companies abuse their people, whether it's in China or any other country. And I'd like you to kind of...
Francis Drake, when the English enabled him to become the pirate and to raid, the Spanish and the French in the Caribbean and anywhere else. So we've allowed, the people that control China, which were as we mentioned in other programs, how the Skull and Bones really, nested themselves in there and benefited from the trade back and forth. They've allowed and encouraged this piracy of our patents and of our intellectual material and our manufacturing and everything else. So they have been granted not by our country but by the people that run our country, those secret societies and those pushing for a world global government. And
look at what Trump did in Syria. I mean, Judge Andrew Napolitano made the statement. Called the Defense Department and demanded to know who or what authority the president had to attack another country who had not attacked us. That's Syria.
Right.
And, of course, he was appalled to find them saying that Article 2 of the Constitution naming the president as the commander-in-chief had the authorization, all the authorization he need, which is not true. No. And Napolitano responded to that, and it destroyed the foundational legal document underlying the Constitution's separation of powers. Now, people need to know we only have separation of powers created by an activist judges like Ginsburg, but we also have separation of powers where they want literally, in a sense, on selective topics, turning the president into a dictator. This is very dangerous, isn't it? And when he doesn't have evidence from the OPCW to attack Syria, and you can't scrub these toxins. I mentioned that in the last hour. These toxins can't be scrubbed, so OPCW was brought in. The Russians actually protected the OPCW when they went in to do their investigations. We actually bombed to make sure they were delayed in even getting there, thinking this might change the narrative. And the media are lying, including Fox News, saying, oh, the Russians are just trying to scrub it so that it won't show any sign of chemical weapons. That's hogwash. You can't scrub away bioweapons, chlorine or sarin nerve gas.
Well,
so,
we've seen how the White House has been involved in this for...
Yeah, but we're directly involved, too. Like, when Trump made the statement about animal aside, no, you're the animal, Trump. And I know people get ticked off at me about this. I'm praying for Trump. He becomes not Trump-Pinocchio or a wooden president who's being manipulated by globalists, because what we're seeing now is the playing out of just a right-sided version of globalism. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see a right-sided version of the snake moving us forward to an eventuality of a police state. We look at the new director of the FBI. They're using metadata and information about our facial recognition and everything to try to make us safer, but they're in the process of making us safer from terrorism. They're going to take away our own private rights. And they haven't sanctioned, the Congress hasn't sanctioned Google or Facebook, because Google and Facebook are just the face of the deep state and the no such agency and the CIA and FBI. They're constantly abusing us. That's why when McCabe gets prosecuted, he's going to open a big can of worms, which means he's not an anomaly. Everybody was playing the same game as McCabe. It's not new, is it?
No, this has been going on a long time. And you look at that Senate committee that just a day or two ago instructed, or trying to create a statute as to who the executive branch can hire or fire. And that's just totally unconstitutional. It would be as if Trump came in and said who the congressman could hire as their chief of staff. I mean, it's getting so radical, and they desire this. And the left, the right will, because they're mad at the left, endorse illegal, unconstitutional things. And that's the way we get torn apart, by not hanging in there.
Well, that's all part of the purpose, though. They create the dialectic of opposition so they can shove things in that we otherwise, if we had common sense, wouldn't let it happen. And that includes on the things that Trump is doing. For example, if he tears apart the Iranian deal, we're going to have Israel attack Bushehr, which a radiation cloud will strike all the way from Myanmar right through to South China, all the way through to America. It'll circulate the planet seven times and radiate the hell out of us. And then on the other hand, we aren't dealing with Kim as a Russian and a Chinese oligarchs, PLA members, side effect. I mean, Kim is just a side effect of Russia and China trying to exert their influence, and they're doing it deviously rather than trying to deal with a proper trade deal, which would be reciprocal, so we could rebuild business in Russia, and the Russian people would be starving to death, which is happening. And then we have people like Putin, who's just basically like a mob boss, like a Sicilian Russian mob boss running the place, along with the other roughly 200 guys that run the whole place, Russia, over seven time zones. And the same thing with communist China. These aren't communists. 85% of all the new billionaires in the last 30 years are communist Chinese PLA members. They have private Airstream jets, and their kids go to the University of Spoiled Children. They go to London for shopping over the holidays. This is disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you also have the hidden interference by the United States through the National Endowment for Democracy that was founded by Reagan. And,
right.
They're in everywhere. They're in Georgia and Ukraine, and, they were in Yugoslavia helping Soros with his color revolutions.
Well, they work in collaboration. In fact, our CIA worked with the Soros organization, and Soros applied his own personal money and wrote the taxes off. So these international foundations are primarily British, like Grand Cayman Islands and Gibraltar, writing off the taxes and working with our CIA to do Orange Revolutions. This is what our CIA has been doing. It's not new. This is standard operational procedure, isn't it?
Yep. And you look at the people involved in this, Outfit for Democracy. It includes Carl Gershman, who was the executive director of the Social Democrats of the U.S. You got Republican Norm Coleman. It's that place for has-been politicians and appointees. You got Robert Zoloch from the 9/11 stuff.
Right.
You got the AFL-CIO Lane Kirkland, trilateralist, and of course Henry Kissinger is ubiquitous, and he's right in there too. So here we've got the Reagan put together National Endowment for Democracy that's involved in everybody's election, which we want to manipulate, and they pretend like it's like we're not involved in that, and they're so shocked anybody else might want to influence the
attention.
So, Gary, lots of issues going on. What are the other major issues you think are really pressing right now? We have Trump with the May 12th deadline for Iran. We have end of May, early June, the deal with Xi. We have the coming up the elections in the fall. I think you should be campaigning a lot more with the pro-non-GOP side, but pro-Trump people that want to stick to the basic things you talked about, pro-life, pro-border, pro-immigration, make it streamlined and less expensive. So, and also set it up so that we basically change our immigration system so it's based on needs. What do we need to come into our country? Then they have a work program, have like a Bracero 2 program. If you come in here and put your foot on American soil illegally, you should go to a civil detention work camp. And then if you were, and they bust you out, treat you properly, give you proper food and shelter and everything, keep half your money like Bracero 1 back in the 1940s. And then if you've been in good behavior after a period of years, you get released into the community with a tracker anklet. And then after a period of time, you can actually get citizenship. But I see this open-ended policy right now that Democrats have had and previous Republicans as insane. And if the world economy crashes, which I expect in the next 3 to 5 years, it's virtually guaranteed for the economy to blow out worldwide. And when that happens, which is, by the way, by design, just like the demolition of the World Trade Center towers and the Oklahoma City Murrah building, we're going to get flooded with 100 million people showing up at our doorstep without an immigration policy. It's not going to work out, is it?
In California, the biggest fifth column with the open the southern border with Governor Brown and the Democratic Party, which is interesting. The two Republicans that are running for governor, Council on Foreign Relations member Newt Gingrich is supporting the globalist, and Travis Allen is the nationalist. So if there's people living in California, they should distinguish between the two candidates for Republican governor. But
right.
Again, Newt Gingrich, you tie him to the Council on Foreign Relations, and their total purpose is to create a world government structure. And again, if people can separate across the country, make sure that no member of the Ripon society is reelected or put into office. Otherwise, you're going to have people like Grassley and Jeff Flake and Lindsey Graham making policy in the United States Senate and pulling Trump's nationalism down.
Now, so this is your formula for how to succeed, because Trump is basically not campaigning enough, not pushing McConnell hard enough, not tightening the financial screws on Russia and China, not negotiating that on-the-ground inspections is all you need in Iran and North Korea, and that would dissemble all of the problems we have. And we're just not doing it, are we?
No. In fact, well, we have treasonous groups acting right now inside the United States, treasonous by anybody's definition, and that would be our March for Lives, the Antifa, the Indivisible organization, and other groups. And they're out there like Mao's Red Guards right now in the streets, and they would be shut down immediately if Trump's IRS would block their illegal distribution of funds that they receive their 501c3s and all this other type of stuff. These guys are getting away with murder because it's condoned by the IRS itself. And because we know what happens when any conservative or libertarian group tries to get a nonprofit, it just hasn't occurred in the last 20 years or 30 years or 40 years. But these other outfits that are laced with members of the NSA and organizations like the Ford Foundation and Carnegie, we all know, I mean, there's been the Church Committee hearings and hearings ever since that show that they're running policies from the deep state. And so these nonprofit organizations like Soros and Rockefeller and Ford and MacArthur, the MacArthur Foundation is huge. They fund the People Without Borders, which is called Pueblo Sin Fronteras, and Sin Fronteras, which is even based in Mexico. So, I mean, these organizations are truly anti-American, anti-constitutional, and should have their funds seized for fraud and for treason. But we need somebody, in the Justice Department, we need somebody in the IRS that's a nationalist. So we can't get by with Betsy DeVos as head of the Education Foundation when she's teaching Skinnerism and behaviorism rather than having people think again.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you were to list the, say, 5 or 6 bullet points that Trump needs to do between now and the November elections, and we need to do with the GOP to fix what McConnell's not doing to get his cabinet approved, and what we're doing for negotiating with North Korea and Iran, Trump better start acting much more forcefully to close down the Mueller investigations, to force Sessions to do his job, which he's not doing. He's the most incompetent attorney general we've ever had. I think it's ridiculous what's going on, don't you?
Yeah, no, there should have been some moves, even if he's working in the background deep. He's just hasn't invited more damage, and people haven't been willing to back up what's being done nationally, locally, because
he's even praising Rosenstein, who should be fired. And if he did his job properly, just appointing a new assistant attorney general, even if he doesn't leave the job. But, you know, honestly, Sessions should start campaigning back in the state as a senator rather than leaving it to the so-called pseudo-Trump-supporting Democrat who's a, former military gun-toting guy who says he's not going to work with Nancy Pelosi. I don't buy it. I think it's just Sessions' behavior is unacceptable, is it?
It is. And, you look at the Intel Committee that voted they're moving a statute out from the committee to make sure that the investigator, Mueller, doesn't get fired. I mean, how outrageous is that? And you got Mitch McConnell standing in the corner with his hands behind his back, and it's pathetic. And, of course, he and his wife are receiving millions of dollars to their benefit because of their deals with communist China. So, I mean, there's stuff going on there.
Well, what about with Angela Merkel's coming? And she's going to come, basically, I think she's arriving today. What should Trump be doing with Merkel? Because obviously he played a bromance with Macron, but obviously publicly didn't agree with anything he was going to do. Now, I think that Trump has to do with the...
he did everything that was diplomatic, and he didn't give it all, from what I could tell. So, I mean, I thought that was very well done, and the little French guy looked like just that. It was a little French guy, and Donald Trump looked like the leader. So I thought that...
Well, he did that properly, but what I want to see is I want to see several things. Firstly, Trump needs to lay out in bullet form exactly what he's going to do with Iran. Iran doesn't need a big, fancy deal. He needs to be able to send in Delta Force and special investigators to make sure, yes, if they go in there, you don't get 30 days to move stuff around and try to hide it. We want to know, on the ground, have you stopped your nuclear program? I personally think that's easy to validate, just like the OPCW with the chemical weapons in Syria. We still have this British-run intel agency, the White Hats, and the British trying to push for war in the Middle East. And if we tear apart the agreement, Israel's going to attack Bashar. Then we have North Korea. North Korea can strike Guam. We have a state of emergency in Guam still right now. It's not been stepped down. We have our military. We haven't moved our aircraft carrier back into strike distance, but they're nearby. They can be moved in a day. What I see happening is Trump and the people behind him are, in a sense, getting ready to actually launch a reason to launch war. They want one or both of these agreements to fly apart so they can start a war somewhere, don't they?
Yeah, and that's where John Bolton, I mean, even if he had an overnight conversion somewhere, someplace, which I really doubt, he's been so deep into, the involvement with war in the Middle East and with the multinationals. He's not the guy. It's a shame.
Yeah, well, and of course, what about Pompeo? Pompeo's, by the way, a genius, but he's a hawk. He's a dangerous hawk, too, isn't he?
Yeah, I always hear Hannity going, well, he graduated at the top of his class. Well,
you can be a smart, evil person.
What difference does that make, how
right,
smart you are?
You know, the top graduate in time throughout the time since God created the universe is Satan. Smartest created being in history. Not a good thing to say just because he's at the top of the class, right? We've got some more documents to post up here. Thanks a lot, Gary. You've done an amazing job as always. I'd like you to get some bullet points of what you'd recommend Trump do and the Republicans' renewed on support, getting America back on track.
Yeah, well, I think Trump ought to have somebody in the IRS immediately start to defund the gangs in the streets that are forming and fomenting organizations like Antifa and Indivisible and some of the March for Our Lives and Black Lives Matter. They would collapse real shortly if the tax-exempt foundation funds were pulled from their organizing and paying for their trips and for their hotels and for their food and for their posters.
Right.
The IRS, again, has no aversion to exercising tyranny against you and me or any conservative or libertarian organization, but they certainly...
And he can do this by executive order really easily, too. Okay, what about dealing with Congress and the Senate? I mean, it's so dysfunctional now. They need to use the nuclear option, and they need to actually speed the approval. I've heard it'll take 9 years to approve all of Trump's cabinet. It's unreasonable. They should be working not 3 days a week, but continuously through the weekend. This whole game would stop in 2 weeks, wouldn't it, if McConnell actually did his job?
The gimmick that Newt Gingrich did with a Contract for America, there should be a Trump, pledge. I'll work at 80% of these. I've got my own thoughts, my own whatever, but I'm running, with Trump. Obviously, that works because he was able to navigate around all of the statutes, which is amazing.
He should also publish a list of senators and congressmen that are actually on the Trump train and those who aren't, and raise the... I'm hanging on by a few fingernails because I think Trump's screwing up. His attack on Syria, the way he's actually blustering against North Korea, thinking he's going to bully North Korea, he has to offer three things: food, factories, and actual financial facts. In other words, we're going to squeeze the hell out of your suppliers in Russia and China so you don't have the material to start a nuclear attack. And we only need one weapon. For example, if they had a weaponized warhead in one of these satellites that crosses our airspace twice a day, they could blackout America and we're finished. There's not going to be another America. After that happens, we're not coming back. It's over.
Yeah, one EMP, we're...
And as far as infrastructure, he needs to negotiate state by state with both Republican and with Democrats that will go along with him and vote specifically to actually start doing infrastructure, which means hardening our grid, $2 billion. We had Dr. Peter Pry on, who was on Life, Liberty, and Levine on last weekend. And people don't understand how serious this is. $2 billion would harden our grid against EMP and a coronal solar mass ejection or a hacking. We also need to stop cyber hacking. The Russians and the Chinese, they have a 250,000 Tianjin Blue Army of hackers in China alone. That doesn't include all the sawed-off countries, including Iran, that are hacking into our power grid, our airplane guidance systems, our water works. I mean, everything is just friggin' ridiculous. And so why do we have an open...
It's adopting the Liberty Amendment. The federal government owns about a third of the territories, and in the West, like Nevada, they own over 90%. And California's 40%. So if you turn that property over to the state to be divided or given out as homesteads or some type of device and get it out of the hands of the federal government, the states would be more jealous of, look out more for the state itself. But they have no interest if 90% or 40% of it belongs to the federal government. They just go along with whatever the newspaper, whoever owns the newspapers and the national policies for the multinationals. So federal property back to the states would be really a great step. Also, individually, people need to know who's members of the Ripon Society. They can look that up and find out which Republican senators and congressmen to avoid voting for.
I think Trump should have a swamp list. I would recommend he have a fireside chat every week. And then he needs to have an open media where people like yourself, Gary Richard Arnold, John W. Spring, myself, can ask questions directly to the president or his media staff that we want answers for. And he needs to start taking advice not just from so-called people surrounding, because he has John Kelly as his filter. Now he's trying to filter out and stop, quote, leaks, because he's got a lot of leakers inside there, but he needs to have information leaked into the White House to say, what do you think of this, Donald? Because remember, the guy's a genius at manufacturing and building buildings. He doesn't know all these other things, and I think they're shielding him from information. Like, when we had the superstorms last year, he wasn't aware that we had weather modification technology that could prevent those storms from striking Puerto Rico or America, and yet we've got giant deficits created by these superstorms, and they haven't fixed the infrastructure or the power of Puerto Rico yet. So he doesn't know these things, and I know because I had above top secret clearance. I'm thinking, if he's the president, why doesn't he know? Why isn't he getting good advice so he can actually use his presidential office to clear things up? For example, McConnell shouldn't be doing what he's doing. Senators shouldn't work 3 days a week. They should work until the damn thing gets fixed and everybody gets approved. And as far as this omnibus bill, financial advisor, something or other, I'm trying to remember his financial advisor in the White House.
I don't know, Willis or something like that. I'm not sure there was an economic advisor.
But he needs to actually be in when they come in September. It's only a few months away, September, believe it or not. He needs to be in that group before they come up with another damn omnibus bill, because they're not going to come up with a budget. They're going to come up with another omnibus bill. He could redirect that money. That money should not go to pro-murdering babies from pro-life Christians. 70% of Americans say they're pro-life Christians. And then we have to have a representation from Trump dealing with Alfie and socialized health care. We have this idiot, Bernie Sanders Claus, saying that we should have a system where they can kill elderly people. There's 11 states that allow euthanasia right now, believe it or not, 11 states. And there needs to be a federal statement on it. He needs to appoint a new judge to replace Ginsburg, who's leaving this fall. And they need to deal with the issue of abortion. If he's really pro-life, get rid of abortion. Especially,
well, get into MITRE there to stop the chemtrails. And also those advocates for forced vaccinations.
Right, and the forced vaccines here, this Richard Pan idiot here in California, I'll tell you how, they have a vaccine for me or my family. I have a vaccine for them. It's called lead. Okay, this is going to get violent. And you know, at some point, even a population that we call feigning stupidity and ignorance is going to get violent and aggressive. And they don't understand this.
The foundations, the Kellogg Foundation and you know, some of the big pharmacy foundations are providing free vaccinations for, you know, 320 people in Central and South America. The taxpayers are making up the taxes they aren't paying from these foundations.
We're paying for it, too, by the way, indirectly with tax breaks and so on. And I call it pharmacy, not P-H-A-R, F-A-R-M. They're farming the population. And they want to make genetically modified people. They're genetically modifying us with scalar radiation and 5G network where they can hack into our DNA. I know I'm an expert on quantum biophysics and our EGFT frequencies that I've invented. I have patents on it. Nobody else on Earth knows what I know based on research from Linus Pauling. And I want you to understand out there,
bishops in Africa that, stopped the vaccination series.
Yeah, you know what that was? That was the same vaccine that I actually met with the Zurich, Switzerland, March 17th, 1997. I met 21 years ago in Zurich, Switzerland, with the board of Human Life International. And the board actually gave me a box of documents, including the vaccine that was laced, the tetanus vaccine was laced to create anti-trophoblast antibodies to destroy first trimester pregnancies. And the same vaccine they've used multiple places, including not only in the Philippines, but in Soweto, South Africa. The same buggers used the same vaccine in Kenya, and the Catholic Doctors Association got wind of it, proved it in an immunology lab, went back to these guys in Basel, Switzerland that were pushing this crap. And they'd already sterilized 70,000 women that were proven sterilized in the Philippines. They'd already vaccinated in Kenya over 2.5 to almost 3 million women with these stupid vaccines, literally trying to reduce the population by forcing them to create antibodies against their own placenta. I mean, how sickening is it?
In Czechoslovakia by Baxter International. The head of Baxter International, Vernon Locks at the time, he's now in a different world, but he's still in bones.
But you have to understand, these maniacs, so and everybody has a kind of a Pollyanna view, we just have to make trade and it'll all fix. No, we have an embedded satanic organization that's global, it's left and it's right, it's devious, it pushes against itself, while telling it's going to do one thing. For example, that's why I see even a lot of the actions of Trump aren't good. A lot of the things he's done are really bad. For example, he's allowed them to barrel through all kinds of new technology that shouldn't be allowed, like 5G network is going everywhere. He should have.
Polling has been adopted and it's ongoing. So
and you got to understand that they'll pretend they don't understand, like this idiot Comey, saying he didn't understand who paid for the dossier. Things. This guy is actually committing a form of geopolitical and media suicide already, and soon we're going to have the body in court, aren't we?
Yep. Primaries are coming up, so we got the bad ones.
Well, I tell you, Trump needs to get a list of people that support him. He needs a campaign for them. And if you're not with me, you're against me, as they say in the South.
Yeah, so physician general, you know, warning about chemtrails and forced vaccinations.
Absolutely, and, you know, we better start getting our act together here, or society is going to be ripped apart with tribalism, economic chaos, warfare, devastation, sterility, decreased IQs, and loss of health.